Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between those that want to make money online and those that actually do. I've been making money online for 26 years. In the 2000s, it was easy to make passive income as a content creator. Now it's gotten progressively harder. But over the last decade, making money on Bitcoin and altcoins has been just as easy as running ads on websites back in the 2000s. The key to making money online is to identify unique opportunities before others and jump on them. Moving on with the new communist Muslim mayor in New York, maybe we need someone like Bill the Butcher to fight for American values again. He fought and died to keep New York an American city. Apparently, America was a cesspool of dozens of other European nationalities before the Muslims arrived. Poor old Bill here should have been fighting the Tiny Had Mafia instead of the Catholics. If only he could see what's happening today, he would have changed his mind about the Irish. Number three, speaking of New York, here are a couple of unveiled women in 2025, before the Islamic Revolution. And judging by the smug expression on the one on the left, they actually voted for it. Here they are after the revolution. Will someone please call the wardrobe police, because the woman in the background is missing her head covering? They also look a lot less starved than before. Maybe Sharia is better than communism, judging by all the 250 and 300-pound fully covered Muslim women that I see in Canada these days. Up next, this man looks like he won the Fappuccino Award for ejaculating in his boss's coffee every day for 4 years. But why would anyone let a guy like this make them coffee? I wonder how he kept it a secret for so long, and I wonder how he was finally caught. Maybe he stopped eating pineapple and his boss noticed that the usual zesty taste was gone. Now that's what I call a coffee with extra cream. I feel like this must have happened in Florida somewhere. Number five, why is it that 33% of men go several months without buying a new bed frame after moving into a new place? A mattress on the floor is fine, and a frame is heavy, costly, and you have to clean all the dust from underneath. Also, most guys don't have a woman in their lives to judge them these days, so I expect this phenomenon to spread. This percentage is way too low. I've known many guys that went years without getting a bed frame. Moving on, a sex industry survivor says that when a woman is hungry, the humane thing is to put food in her mouth and not your swing swing. Of course, she made money off of being an escort and now she wants that ladder lifted so that other women can't make money off of it either. And men can't get their satisfaction. Whatever happened to sex work is work. Then again, many sex workers are increasingly pushing that they don't have to have sex anymore. That's like a garbage man that doesn't collect the garbage. Number seven, this woman is successful on Lonely Fools, but now she's deep in debt. How does that even happen? Was it taxes? Expensive surgeries, perhaps? How about being over-leveraged and assuming that her earnings would remain the same forever? A few percentage points of women that hit it big on OF, how many kept their seasonal money so they could survive in the future? I don't know about you, but she also looks rough for just being 26. Her life is basically over now. Up next, here's another woman that couldn't think ahead. Kate here got rid of all the unvaccinated friends she had, and a few years later, at the age of 63, she's friendless and lonely. This is the future that most women have to look forward to these days. Maybe she should buy a friend, a pet cat. As men age, we want to be left alone and have our peace and quiet. Meanwhile, women, as they age, they need more and more people around to dump their toxic emotions onto. Go your own way and starve women like this of attention. Number 9, here's a US census map of 2024, showing the areas where older adults over the age of 65 outnumber children. Just look at the Northeast. It's about to rapidly depopulate. You just know that once all those baby boomers pass away and the AI revolution takes over 10 to 20% of the jobs out there, house prices will probably crash 80 to 90% because there'll be so much empty real estate or real estate people can't afford. If you're waiting to buy a property, don't buy too soon and catch that falling knife. Moving on, Brad Pitt says that he missed the window to have a gay experience. That's a really good way of saying I'm not interested in men, but if I were younger, I might be. It's a way to virtue signal without doing anything to prove you would actually smash a dude. He's just saying whatever he has to in order to avoid being canceled. If he ever did want to explore that side of him, I'm sure there are plenty of volunteers that'll actually show him a good time. Number 11, this woman's food stamps went from $4,400 a month to $36, and Section 8 is now refusing to pay her rent. How is she supposed to support her 6 children? What I want to know is how she was making that much off of food stamps alone. Maybe it's time for her to use a food bank like many other people instead of shopping at Whole Foods and Trader Joe's. Many elderly people barely get $1,000 a month after destroying their bodies to pay into the system, and now we have freeloaders like this. Up next, is this a League of Legends son or an OnlyFans daughter? I'm so confused right now. Is they them a male or a female? I think it's both. But if this is a dude in disguise, then what the hell is happening to young men out there? This has to be the weakest generation of men in history, and they're more interested in becoming women instead. The OnlyFans daughter at least makes enough money to live on, but the League of Legends son is probably broke and homeless. Number 13, who is better? John Wayne or Clint Eastwood? Eastwood hands down. They're very different guys with different vibes from different eras. I enjoyed Wayne in John Ford's The Searchers, and I also enjoyed Eastwood in the Sergio Leone spaghetti westerns. Besides, Eastwood survived a plane crash where he was riding around in the area where they keep the landing gear. But John Wayne never would have made it out of a situation like that. Moving on, here's the 2024 census showing how the white population is declining, and it just shows that America is on its way to becoming a cross between a future South Africa or a Latin American country. Latinos and Indians are replacing the whites. Within 10 years, even the African American populations will start to decline. But the black population of black Africans will probably keep on growing. Enjoy the decline, guys, because there's little to no hope that this turns around. Number 15, what the hell happened from the 90s to the 2020s? DEI, postmodernism, and fat empowerment happened. Clearly the 90s was a lot better, and I can smell the image on the right, and it smells like rancid yeast. One image is elegance on the floor, while the other is trying to break the floor. Notice anything about the Nike stock in the 2020s? Looks like the ad on the right pushed people to go shop at Nike's competitors. Because after all, Nike is for fat people now. Up next, Desiree says that women should be financially taken care of in a relationship, and that women shouldn't be paying for anything. But that the woman is the prize, and women wonder why more men than ever are walking away. Her money is her money, and your money is her money too. Men are the prize because we gatekeep commitments. The rich chat she desires is the prize, and he's only 0.37% of the male population. It's cheaper for most men to just pay for working girls these days. Number 17, U.S. intelligence believes that Pakistan is developing a nuclear-armed ICBM, capable of reaching the United States. Looks like it's time to spread democracy to Pakistan. I don't know how accurate this information is, though. It's probably fake news. And besides, the United States won't actually attack any country that actually has nuclear weapons. They only say that Iran has nuclear weapons so they can attack, even though they know they don't have them. Moving on, many men are too dumb these days to realize they'll never get a woman that's their looks match. Their looks match is too busy chasing the top 5% of men to care about them. This information is from dating apps, and it shows you that unless you're in the top 5 to 10% of men out there, then you're wasting your time unless, of course, you like fat chicks and single mothers. Then you'll probably have some luck because those women are desperate. Number 19, Tanner, cracked the code. He says don't ask a girl where she wants to eat. Instead, tell her to guess where you're taking her to eat. Then take her to the first guess. I think there's even a hilarious YouTube skit that I saw one time about this. I feel like a donkey for never thinking of this genius move. But what if you take her to the place that she guesses and she hates it? Looks like it won't work every time. Up next, here's the boomer experience of diversity versus the generations that came after. They got the good stuff like taco restaurants and learning about other cultures. But Gen Z got reparations, the end of whiteness, grape gangs, and eventually losing their country. Not to mention living in a low-trust society. Remember, the minorities always play nice until they become the majority. Then the claws come out. Not all boomers are clueless, but most are too self-absorbed to care what comes next. Number 21, who wins? 100 single moms or one landlord? The single moms for sure, unless he asks them to take accountability for something. Not to mention they also win because in the end of the month, he'll be drowning in all of their paychecks. But I think it's a trick question because the government always wins. It collects the tax dollars from all those single mothers and the landlord. Unless, of course, they're using welfare money to pay for their rents. Moving on, tradcocks are natural-born slaves, and they want to ban corn now because they think that rubbing one out is mind control. But I think they just want women to maintain their sexual monopoly so that men marry them and then turn them into conservative-voting mothers. Banning corn is not going to happen. You're more likely to ban women's toys that they keep in the nightstand next to their bed. They tried banning alcohol 100 years ago, and it failed miserably. Number 23, here's the difference between single, married, and divorced dogs. I mean men. Just look at the confidence in the eyes of that single dog. The complacency of the married one, and the despair in the divorced one. If you go your own way, you can stay like the single dog, physically fit and happy. The divorced dog is probably a stray in the streets. Up next, here's what a man sees when he looks down the street versus what a woman sees. Even if that good-looking guy is short, she still doesn't see him. Because height is everything, it seems. This pretty much explains women's minds. They think they're all hot, but they only see one man a week that's attractive. Unless we force pair bonding socially or we use technology to reproduce, our species is doomed. I think that artificial wombs and surrogates are our only hope at this point. Number 25 and the last one, name one show in the past 15 years that shows a married couple where the man is intelligent and respected by his family and peers. The only one I could think of was Ned Stark from Game of Thrones. But somehow I don't think a man losing his head and having it stuck on a pike is a good role model. Other examples I can think of include Yellowstone and Blue Bloods. There are other shows out there, but they're pretty rare. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.